Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the Appeals and Review Committee. I'm Councillor Howe, and I'll be chairing the meeting. I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Act, the meeting may be recorded or filmed. And I'd also like to just ask if people have got mobile phones, if they turn them to silent or turn them off, please. That's all right, don't worry. Also, we're not expecting a fire drill, but in the event of one, the fire escapes are behind and to the rear. Thank you. Firstly, apologies. Councillor Capleton's given his apologies, and I'm chairing the meeting. Secondly, minutes of the previous meeting. Has everyone read them?
Yes.
Anyone want to propose second them, please?
I'd like to propose
them, Chair. Thank you. Questions under other committee? None. Disclosure of pecuniary and personal interests? No. Right. So tonight we've got two matters on the agenda, but apparently there's no one here yet for item five. And I believe the members of the public have come for item six, so I'll change the order to give, if anyone's coming for item five, chance to representation. And I'd like to ask the head of strategic support to introduce the report, please. Do you want to move more towards the centre so you can see, or are you happy there? It's up to you. Sit there if you want. Yes, please. Yeah.
I think the church wardens at the PCC meeting, he was Tim de Camp.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're here tonight to consider the Borough of Charnwood, the Grange Gardens off Falk Street, Rothley, Tree Preservation Order 2019. A copy of the order is, or the draft order is contained within the committee pack. The order has been made provisionally, however it has been objected to, and a copy of the objection is also available in the papers. The members therefore are here to consider whether to confirm the order or not. The options open to you are to confirm the order as it appears in draft form or with modifications, alternatively to decline to confirm the order, in which case it will fall away. The test that you're considering is whether the trees should be subject to the order should be preserved because of their their immunity value. Thank you.
Head of Planning and Regeneration.
Hello, I'm the Senior Landscape Officer, and the issue arose following the submission of a Section 211 notice, also known as a Conservation Area Notice for Tree Works, entitled Land Off Homefield Lane, Rothley. It was seeking to fell two pine trees and crown reduce three sycamore trees, primarily amongst other works, and I felt that these trees, the removal of these trees would have made a significant adverse impact on the landscape character of that part of the conservation area. No reason was given for the proposed works. I just need to say that subsequently to the objection being received, one of the objectors submitted saying to Laura Strong that I was mistaken on the trees, but to be fair, the application was to fell pine trees, not young trees. And of course, when I went to site, there were two pine trees in the vicinity, so naturally I assumed they were the trees in question. So that the works, I felt, were not warranted, that the trees are visually prominent, and that they should be placed under protection as a result.
Has any member of the committee got any questions?
Through the chair. The fir trees.
Pines.
Sorry?
Pines.
Yeah. Grow to an enormous height. Will they be locked? Or locked underneath at any point? Otherwise, I've seen them when they've grown 50 foot something and they're dangerous. That's my question. Thank you.
If there was a need to carry out any tree works, there's always the possibility of submitting a tree works application, a TPO tree works application, but it always requires that you state the reason and you give evidence if that is necessary. I would have to say that lopping trees is not in accordance with the British standards anymore. It's a word or phrase that appears in the Act, but in terms of best practice, it's not a recommended approach, and not for, I would say, pine trees. The pruning works that you would have, perhaps, for a pine tree might be because a branch or growth, the growth might be overextending one way. You might want to bring it back, and that's crown reduction, lateral crown reduction. Or if something had snapped out, you would want to remedy that situation. But it would be for a specific reason. You wouldn't just arbitrarily lop the trees. It's not good practice.
Yes, certainly.
So the trees would be allowed to grow and grow and grow, which could cause quite serious danger in the future. That's what I'm worried about. Thank you.
The management company that organised the management have approached me with a view to discussing the management of the trees on the site, and indeed that's what I had recommended initially anyway, that for such a site that there really ought to be a programme of works for managing all their trees and shrubs, and you would expect that to be programmed. And that is what they will, in time, be discussing with me as to what their schedule would be, and they would then submit applications for works. Some of the works might be cyclical, although there's none that come to mind for that site. But, for instance, in situations where you have pollard trees, that's a cyclical management regime. Every 5 or so years, you would carry out a pollarding exercise. So it doesn't. The TPO doesn't rule out proper management of the trees, and I think that's very important to understand that.
Yeah, can I just ask, because we got some additional information about a willow tree, a holly tree, and smaller trees, but there is nothing, as far as I can see, if the tree preservation orders enforced, there's still no reason why those trees can't be looked at if they are a problem and, you know, the matter resolved. Because, I mean, it mentioned of a dead holly tree. It doesn't prevent anything like that happening, does it?
The order I placed on the site as a matter of expediency is covering all the trees. That was because I felt I could be in a situation where I could be repeatedly making tree preservation orders on effectively the same garden, and I felt it was more expedient to create it for the whole site. So it's an area TPO, which is a territorially defined TPO covering all the woody species. It doesn't rule out, as I've just said in the previous question, it doesn't rule out a proper management of the trees, and the company that manages the site are looking to discuss their management proposals with me. So that that is a proactive way of dealing with the matter of management and issues such as smaller understory vegetation will be easily dealt with under that.
Thank you, Chair. Just one question. Should we be considering anything differently as this TPO falls within a conservation area to say a TPO that falls outside of a conservation area?
Sorry, I'm not really sure what the issue is there.
If I may, Chair, no, the test that you're considering is exactly the same. The conservation area just triggers a requirement to notify the council before you do works.
Has the committee got any more questions? No. So over to yes. You now. Don't worry, we've done that, but it's your...
My name is Jane Simpkin, and I live at 31 Falk Street. And my property... is the one that's most affected by all these trees at the side of the property. And so my apartment has become very, very dark. So from a light point of view, there is a problem as well. But I think there's been a misunderstanding on this. And I have got the original sort of application from Wilby, the tree surgeons, that was made on the 7th of January this year to do some works. At that time, the site is a conservation area because the TPO was provisionally put on in June. Now, in that application, there's some yellow circles here that show the trees in question. And in the description of works, it says T1, T2, T3, Scots pine to be felled to the ground. And I don't know whether you've been given any pictures, but they're the three trees that run alongside my apartment. No mention of the two mature Scots pine at all. Then there's T4... was a holly, which is dead. And that was in 2017, there was a survey done, and by BHA Trees, and that was deemed condition dead, and the recommendation was to fell that tree. So 2 years later, it still hasn't been taken down. And that is very close to the apartment. So, and then there was T5 was recommended, holly crown reduced by 2 metres. Then T6 is the goat willow in question. that is increasing considerably year by year. And I think Mr. Shepherd will talk about that. So, to me, the whole issue of the TPO was being put on because it said, I judge that not all the described works were appropriate, and my only option to stop that was to create the TPO. Now, I don't know why it took 6 months for that decision to be made. It's difficult because, as residents, we don't have any say in the matter. It's dealt with the management company, and it's unfortunate they're not represented tonight because we don't really have any say in the matter. But obviously I felt I needed to say something because I'm the one that's most affected by that. I don't know whether you understand that the appeal, the background, 1-1 on page 28, isn't really applicable to what the management company were hoping to have done in accordance with that plan. I mean, I can pass that. I don't know whether you've had copies of this. Did we send... Was that sent to you, Laura?
Anything I've received has been included in the pack, so yes. I don't think I've seen that one. It's part of the original application, yes. I think, to do works rather than related to...
Yes.
I'll let Nola... Yeah, sorry.
Shall I?
Hi. It's often unclear as to which tree people are indicating, and certainly in terms of the photograph that was subsequently sent, it would appear that the vegetation Mrs. Simpkin is talking about falls under the conservation area trigger, and the application was to do works to trees, and I'm assuming the management company understood the form and the trigger when they applied. And the nearest pines in that vicinity were the ones that I have photographed, and the photograph is placed in your pack, page 33. They can also be seen in page 34. The hollies, 35, and the sycamore, 36. I did at the time, just before going to site, I asked if I could be met at the site because I don't normally go to private land without the permission of the owners or managers or agents. And they said it was freely accessible and they were not able to meet me there. So there was the opportunity for them to point out specific trees to me if they had wanted to do. So I made reasonable assumptions that the pine trees, the only ones I could see of any significance, were the ones they wanted to carry out the works to. Okay.
Through you, Chair. I think my question was going to be actually, have we heard anything from the management company? But by that, it sounds as if they weren't in attendance when you called, and have we had nothing from them since?
The management company were informed initially of the TPO when we first served it. It was through them filling in a statement of information that we understood the residents who, and then notified them. The management company have been kept informed all the way through the process and aware of this meeting this evening.
And have they made any comment further to just receiving the TPO?
They didn't submit any representation on the order. The only objectors were the Mrs. Simpkin and Mr. Shepherd.
If I may just add, they have emailed contacting me to see about the management of the trees under TPO, which would be a matter of them submitting. I've said, please submit your schedule and a plan, and then we can meet on site to discuss all the various things. And I think the issues that Mrs. Simpkin is raising with regard to the smaller understory vegetation will be dealt with at that time.
My name is Terry Shepherd. I live next door but one to Jane. I used to live across the road at number 40, which is also in the conservation area. And there's six forest trees in that garden, and I had regular relationships with someone like this person in the tree department, and it went very well. I put in an application that I was going to do some works, and it was given the proper consideration, and never was a tree TPO put on. Can I just ask, I did send this out in the last week or so, is it true that you are working on the assumption that the misunderstanding that the original intention was to take down those two big Corsican pines, and that is the reason why you've gone down the TPO route? And that isn't true at all. Nobody has ever suggested that the two Corsican pines, the mature ones, are going to come down, and therefore is it necessary to impose this TPO as a result, and so that we can work with our management company, and when there's a bit of work needs doing, we just simply submit a work request under conservation area principles. That keeps the relationship with the management company easier for us.
I think there's a misunderstanding about TPOs. They're not a punitive instrument. They are a higher layer of scrutiny over work that occurs, because the conservation area notice is technically just a notification of an intention to carry out works, which is a requirement within a conservation area that people give that to the council for trees that meet the trigger size, which is 75 mil, measured at 1.5 metres height on the stem of the tree. What the TPO does is it allows better scrutiny over the work, and in the case of the pine trees, yes, I reasonably assumed, because they were the only pines in that vicinity, that they were to be felled. And as I've said in my report, I felt that would have a significant adverse impact. Also, the work to the sycamores was, I felt, unwarranted, as described.
Has anyone got any other points they want to raise? Yeah.
Hi, look, Councillor Laurie Needham. I just wanted to just clarify about the holly. I think we've established that the pines might have been a miscommunication, but with the holly, is that the holly that wanted to come down, or is it a different one? Is it definitely that tree?
There's two hollies in question. According to this original application in January, it says here T5, which is the T4, which is the dead holly, to be felled to the ground, and then T5 to have its crown reduced. Now, I've got a very good picture, if I can pass that to you. That is the dead holly, and that one is the one that needs to have its crown reduced.
The removal of dead trees is exempt. Okay.
I'll ask a question then. The three pines, are they exempt? we could, the management company could have them down without permission.
I have now placed an area TPO, which covers all the trees of whatever size.
Could I just state, the whole area is big. There's 5 acres of grounds. I would think there must be 200 to 300 trees on that estate. Isn't that making it very complicated? Because the woodland, there's a whole area of woodland which is there, that isn't really managed. It's only the areas by the residential apartments that is sort of managed. So I just, you see, Van der Strutt, who's been in charge of the from the management meeting for the company, she has dealt with the conservation. It's in the conservation area, and for 11 years she has applied to the council every time something needs doing because it's a conservation area. She hasn't had any problems, and the works have gone on ahead, and there haven't been any hiccups at all. And now there are surely more restrictions with the TPO than having a conservation area.
Yes, because I wanted to ask that, because if it's in a conservation area, if the trees are under 75 mil, they can be removed without consent. If there's a tree preservation order, is the general rule still the same? It's just that they have to apply for consent. Do you have a different criteria?
In the case of an area TPO, it's territorially defined and it covers all trees of whatever age or species.
Yeah, can I just ask? I know that, but in terms of remove, it doesn't. But does it mean that they've all permanently got to stay there, even if they're small ones? They have to apply to get the smaller ones removed, but. Do you then enforce that and say, well, no, we won't take those out because there's a TPO and not a conservation area, or you won't allow that to happen?
The management company have approached me to work out a programme of works for management, and it is perfectly acceptable to establish that certain works might be cyclical, such as management of the understory, pollards and the like, in the case of cyclical works, you can, if the application is for permission to carry out cyclical works in accordance with a management plan, then that would be a once over a longer period of time application, rather than having. They don't need to apply every time they want to prune a bush or cut down a tree or thin out woodland. It would be regarded as part of a cyclical management regime.
Thank you. Anyone got anything else? So what we'll do now, we'll adjourn to a room to discuss and come back in. Thank you. Right, thank you. We've considered the application and we can confirm that the TEPO remains in force because of, in the interests of amenity. But what we'd like to assure you of, it doesn't mean that nothing can happen to the trees at all. There's already been mention of a management plan, and we appreciate it's with yourselves and with the management company. It's a sort of two-cornered affair. But what we'd hope is that the management plan is put in agreement with the council, and that it can resolve, I think, the problems of the trees you've got. Is that okay? Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. You were fine. We now move on to item 5, Lime Tree Church Street, Rosely.
Okay, the committee are here tonight to consider the Borough of Charnwood, adjacent Millfield, 9 Church Street, Rosely Tree Preservation Order 2019. A provisional order has been made, a copy in the application pack. That order has been made provisionally, but it has been objected to, and a copy of the objection is also included in your pack. The Head of Planning and Generation representative is here to set out their reasons for issuing the order, and it's up to the members to decide whether they want to make the order as it currently is provisionally made with amendments, or to decline to make the order, in which case it will fall away. And the test again is interest for the preservation of amenity in the area.
Thank you. Over to you.
Hello. Yes, a conservation area notice, or a Section 211 notice, was received to reduce overhanging branches by 3 metres. That might sound not very dramatic, but on a site visit, I found that the tree had been subjected to repeated excessive work on that side. The nature and purpose of tree protection is to preserve the true crown and root spread of trees, and to regulate any requests for work by ensuring that such works are necessary and proportionate, and of course would not impact the amenity value of the tree. My evaluation is that the work applied for would have an unacceptable impact on the form of the tree and its amenity value. The objection focused on 3 points. They objected, saying that they had no prior consultation. They objected, asserting that the TPO restricts the church's ability to ensure safety of the tree. And it further claims that the TPO means that the liability should pass to the council. There were no other representations, but if I may respond to those 3 objections. It's not a regulation requirement to discuss or pre-warn landowners before serving TPOs. The second point I would make is that TPOs, as I've already mentioned in the previous case, do not impede the right or duties of landowners to manage trees appropriately. What they do is they allow the council scrutiny and oversight over those proposed works. And, of course, because we don't prevent proper management of trees, it is untrue that legal liability doesn't transfer to the council. Okay.
Thank you. Anyone got any questions?
Thank you, Chair. Who is the does the legal responsibility fall to in this case?
Hmm. Sorry, the landowner is the Rotley Parish Church of St Mary and St John. And that, I presume, is why they've objected. The council's open space department assists in the management of the site. And indeed, I consulted and walked the site with Mr. Lee, the open space officer. Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions? Yes, Councillor Darrell.
There's something in the back of my mind telling me that if a shrub, anything planted in a churchyard, you cannot do anything to it because it's the law of the church. It's an ancient law, I know, but there's something in my mind telling me. I don't know. I don't know if Catherine could help on that. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Councillor Gerrard, it's not one that I'm aware of. But we are here today considering the TPO that's before us and whether to make that. So, yeah, I hope that helps.
Anyone else? Shall we adjourn then? The committee have discussed this matter and they agree that the TPO is confirmed in the interests of amenity. Thank you.